right, y'all, the toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. We'll be giving our final Santa bag. There's one more item left in our Santa bag, and it is a brand new Pella sliding door, 6 foot wide, 8 foot tall, white aluminum clad, unfinished raw beautiful wood to the inside. You can stain it or paint it to match the finishes of your home. This will be delivered free to the next winner of the Rosie on the House Santa bag. You'll listen for the cue to call. I'll go ho, 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 and you'll call the 1-888 number between now and the top of the hour, the end of the show, 1-888-767-4348.
But that's not it. That's not it. They have to wait for it to come in the middle of the conversation.
Right. Don't call now.
The phone's already, yeah.
The phones are lighting up. Everybody wants that Pella door.
Yeah, they should. Can I win it?
No, you cannot win it.
So let's continue on. Talking, we wanted to kind of continue talking about the different ministries and how much St. Vincent has to offer.
Just the Monday through Friday family meals every night of the week.
That's too faceted. The families that are helped through that, and then also all the opportunities to volunteer. You can cook, you can serve. Susan was telling me about a woman who goes and gets the plastic silverware and puts it together and kind of puts a little decorative bow on it for the season. I mean, the people are made to feel welcome. There's a sense of dignity coming into this. And also, when I was down there visiting, once the kids are finished eating, they're dismissed to go over to this great, what is that little area called? The Dream Center, where there's books and there's tutors there. So if you have homework, somebody can help you with your math, your English. So that's another opportunity to volunteer as well. One of the things I really loved the story about was the housing for the senior men and women, right?
Our board and senior staff, Steve Zabilski, Shannon Clancy, our board headed by Mr. Frank Barrios and Julie's peers, are wonderful people that run the deal. They looked at the homeless situation in Phoenix as to where we could best serve, and they actually did a survey and consulted all the smartest and best people. And the most underserved public was senior disabled people who had some kind of disability in terms of homelessness. So Ozanam Manor is our facility and handles men and women, and every resident gets a caseworker, and we're pushing 70% in terms of the ability to get people out on their own and on their own 2 feet within about 18 to 20 months or so. And it's really a great thing to see that happen, and the care that's taken individually. I think the one thing I see at St. Vincent de Paul is whether it's our family evening meal, whether it's our homeless dining room at the Lodestar Day Resource Center on the Cass campus at 10th Avenue in Jackson, whether it's our Ozanam Manor, our thrift stores, really the central issue that they've built in has been attention and care for the individual, and knowing that the individual matters. We're not just delivering bulk services and say, here's your food, here's your meal, here's your help. It ties into the care and the attention to the individual, and that's what that's what the society is about, and that's what our volunteers, our board members, all our volunteers are very careful about, and it's really special to see. It's a wonderful thing to see that happen.
You were telling us, Miss Julie, just recently of a couple testimonies of people that have actually been served by the ministry.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was just this Wednesday where I was there for the board meeting, and the main dining hall, we had just a wonderful dinner. The chef that we have formerly was with the Phoenician, and just the meals are amazing. And we had a chicken pot pie that was just fabulous. So I went back to the kitchen to thank Chris. I couldn't find him, but there were two volunteers that were there on the line that were dishing out all of the meals to then be delivered to the tables. And one of them, I said, you know, thank you so much for volunteering today. And how did you think of this? And we just want to thank you. And he said, you know, actually growing up, his family struggled mightily. And he said that St. Vincent de Paul and the food boxes were just what was there saved him. And he said he remembered one time in particular. He said, you know, it's funny how when you're little, you remember things. But he said he remembered one food box that came in, and there was just a whole lot of yogurt. And he said as a little kid, he loved yogurt. And he said other kids loved candy and what have you. His was yogurt. And he said just to see that was just amazing. So he said those things you remember, and that he always knew he wanted to give back. And then I mentioned another thing this morning we're delivering our Christmas boxes at the conference I serve at, and there's about 85 boxes we're delivering. And one of the volunteers is an attorney that has helped us with cases, and his fiancée. And as they were lifting the three boxes into their car, she got teary-eyed and just really got emotional. And I said, gosh, you know, thank you for helping. And she said, you know, when she was growing up, her father abandoned them. And so suddenly that was a single mom with two children. And she said, if we wouldn't have had the food boxes, we would have never survived. And she said, now everyone's on their feet. Her mom is on her feet. She is and has a great job and just has a great life. And she said, I want to give back because we would have never made it without the help from St. Vincent.
That's Miss Julie Douglas, the board member of St. Vincent de Paul and 14-year volunteer. We're here also with Mrs. Susan Junker, development officer at St. Vincent de Paul. Miss Susan, again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And Mr. John Junker, the community partnership outreach officer for St. Vincent de Paul. We're really glad y'all came in to share the power of volunteering and what it can do, not only for the community, but what it can do for the volunteer themselves.
That's amazing you say that, Rosie, because earlier we spoke about the mission of St. Vincent de Paul, and I was going to get graded down. I was going to be awarded a failing mark because really the third qualifier for St. Vincent de Paul's existence is to provide others with a chance to serve. So our volunteer services office is very busy, and it's a wonderful time. This state and this valley are so giving, and maybe it's a little because so many of us are from somewhere else, so we've had an experience of being strangers. I don't know. But this is such a wonderful community, and they've responded in so many ways to so many charities, and in particular to St. Vincent de Paul. So people can call us and get involved as a volunteer. Companies we welcome for corporate activities. We really have a really solid operating plan for volunteers to participate. It could be at our thrift stores, could be at our dining rooms, could be at our Osna Manor, different places that people can be. And it really offers a lot of chances. Our garden, a lot of places.
I want to talk more about the garden. I want to talk more about the gift store. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! All right, somebody's going to win that Pelador. First caller in, 1-888-767-4348. That's your cue to call to empty Rosie's Santa bag. Final gift in the bag is a 6-foot-wide, 8-foot-tall Pelador. Aluminum clad, beautiful, natural, unfinished wood on the interior. You can finish it any way you like. Thank you, Pella and Door, Winda and Door, for providing with that spectacular gift.
Right. Do we have a little more time here?
We do. Yeah,
okay.
We do.
So I think something that every one of us is faced with, especially in this nice climate, is you're driving around and there's a homeless person and you're conflicted. You know, you pull up to the corner and they're standing there with their sign, and you've seen documentaries where maybe they're not honest. So you don't give them anything, but yet your heart says, I know they need something. And so it goes back to the idea of not being judgmental. Right? But how do you offer them real help? How does St. Vincent go about really giving real help? And what do you suggest to those people driving around?
Well, you're right, Jennifer, is not judging because there, but by the grace of God go I. We have that we were able to provide to anyone who is interested, a need a hand card. And on this card, we list our contact information for ministries to the homeless, our opportunity program, ways you might be able to receive rent and utility assistance or food box, as well as our dining rooms. So one thing that I think even you do is you might carry with you a Ziploc bag with socks, water, maybe a granola bar, maybe a gift card to McDonald's or a couple of dollars. And always offer a need a hand card, because then these people will know that they can come to St. Vincent de Paul and get assistance that they might need.
And y'all make those cards available?
Oh, yes. We have these. You can call us and we'll send them out to you and come down and pick them up. And shall I give our main number?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Our main number is 602-266-HOPE. That's 602-266-HOPE. 4673. And that's a number that you can call to be connected with our volunteer services office for volunteer opportunities, for if you need assistance for referral, or general information about St. Vincent de Paul.
They give really nitty-gritty help. I mean, there's they give showers. There's, would you say 100 showers a day?
We see on average 100 homeless guests per day, Monday through Friday, on our main campus, where they will meet with an intake volunteer who, it's like we've mentioned before, we know our guests, our clients, our donors, and they find out what their needs are. So we provide showers for them, food, opportunity, job opportunity center, clothing.
They teach them how to do resumes.
Yeah, I mean,
and
then
they have a closet. Yes. You can pick out an outfit so that you could go presentable, clean, and a fresh outfit to go interview for a job. So they really do work to make sure that they're able to move on.
Should we be touching someone's heart that would like to begin volunteering, they would contact the main number, 602-266-HOPE?
Yes, that's
right. That'd be the way they'd start?
That's right.
Okay. Another way you could also help the ministry as well is with 18 thrift stores throughout the state?
We do. We have a full complement of thrift stores throughout the state, as far north and west as Kingman, Bullhead City, Flagstaff, Prescott, Payson. Right here in the valley, we have 7 owned and operated thrift stores, ranging from Surprise on the west to Apache Junction on the east. And our thrift stores really are the reason that we were able to get together with Rosie on the House family, Ed DeBeal and his team, because we wanted to talk to your listeners about, would you think about donating those gently used appliances? You know, with the holidays now, there's going to be some nice gifts, some maybe some new ovens, refrigerators moving into houses. And that gently used appliance will come and pick up and be able to use for a family that might be able to make their Christmas that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford one. So, again, that 266 HOPE number, 4673, is key for donations to our stores. And our 7 stores in the valley are able to not only provide things to families who couldn't afford them at a price much cheaper, but also when there's money left over at the end of the year, it goes back to our general fund to assist all our other work that Ed and his team do such a great job with.
Now, Ed was doing a great job regulating those 1,300 kids from Palomina School at the Bell Road store.
I think he got as much out of it as the kids.
He was having a ball.
He was glowing.
Yeah, he was sending everybody over to Santa Claus. He was sitting on the front of the sidewalk. It was awesome. So if you're contemplating, we were talking earlier about shopping local, and I was amazed to find out that the Sub-Zero line of appliances are made right here in Goodyear, Arizona, under a 200,000 square foot manufacturing facility that is operating at full capacity, that is getting ready to double its size by 2017, to double its output. So if Santa Claus has a new Sub-Zero heading for your house this particular holiday season, then what are you going to do with the refrigerator or freezer that you've got sitting in the kitchen now?
Call St. Vincent DePaul.
You're going to call St. Vincent DePaul for larger appliances or larger pieces of furniture that you don't know. How else would you dispose of them? Give them to St. Vincent DePaul. They'll come pick them up.
And our drivers are friendly, fast. They're on time, and they're a great team of troops. And they'll be right there and move it. We'll set an appointment. All you have to do is call us. And then again, that appliance goes on and helps another family. And that really is the great spirit of the holidays.
602-266-HOPE.